Investing in QB and RB pays off big through 3 weeks. This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We are presented by Hooters. OriginalHooters.com is your destination for easy online ordering from any of the 11 locations throughout the greater Tampa Bay area. I always like to add special mention to the Johns Pass Village location, not only for its wonderful outdoor bar and patio and view, but because Tony Metzler plays in one of my leagues, he is the store manager there. If you go there and you say hi and talk fantasy football with him, he will know exactly what you're talking about if you are a listener of this podcast and speaks the language that is fantasy football. So OriginalHooters.com, address, hours, easy online ordering. Remember, their sauce of the summer, until they tell me otherwise, continues to be available. Mango habanero for your wings or hand-breaded tenders. Hooters has been presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast since season 2, and we are now in season 9. I thank them very much for paying for this podcast so all of you do not have to. Send me your fantasy questions at write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Through 3 weeks, based on my scoring settings, something significant stands out. Not a surprise if you've been following, say, the backlash on Mel Kiper, joking or saying whatever you want about banning two deep safeties and where are all the points in the NFL, why are 50-yard field goals up, long passing touchdowns down. Through 3 weeks, this can change, but this is what we have to go on. If you invested properly in quarterbacks and running backs in fantasy football this year, you have been rewarded. Because in my scoring settings of my leagues, the top 19 players are exclusively quarterbacks or running backs. Trying to keep this podcast at a manageable length, I'm not going to get into all of the numbers, but here are the rankings. This is overall through 3 weeks based on my scoring settings. All positions. I'm not doing this just for quarterback, running back. This is anybody. 1 through 19. Barkley, Kamara, Josh Allen, Jaden Daniels, Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, Sam Darnold, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, James Cook, Kyron Williams, Jonathan Taylor, Dak Prescott, Derek Carr, David Montgomery, Jordan Mason, Jalen Hurts, Zach Charbonnet, Joe Burrow. There's your top 19. Hear any pass catchers there? Sure. Some running backs, they're not pass catchers, they're running backs. We refer to pass catchers as wide receivers and tight ends. Top 19, all quarterbacks or running backs. Now let's expand and finish the top 25, and then we'll talk some big picture stuff. The number one pass catcher through 3 weeks is Juwan Jennings. Yeah, just off what he did in one game three. Then Neighbors, then Justin Jefferson, then Breece Hall. Breece Hall didn't make that top 19, but still producing as an RB1. The yards per rush are about what I expected, but his usage is high enough to justify you picking him early through 3 weeks. Then Brock Purdy, who suddenly has an injury designation by his name. Can I take a look at that real quick? We're recording this on Tuesday morning. Sore back. So early listed as questionable. So keep checking status on that. Imagine if the Niners lose Purdy and they're a huge favorite in week 4. I think they play the Patriots. And they don't have Sam Darnold as the backup this year. Then J.K. Dobbins. So those are your top 25. But no pass catchers in the top 19. And the only pass catchers at 20, 21, and 22 are Jennings, Neighbors, and Jefferson. So that's 20, 21, 22. I'm doing well through first 3 weeks in my leagues. My top two picks So my first and second round pick in one league was Jefferson and Allen. They are both on that page. I have one of the three receivers who is actually in the top 25. Not in the top 19 overall, but top 25. And Josh Allen doing Josh Allen things. And in the other league, at the end of the first round, was my selection. And while I still have some buyer's remorse on Saquon Barkley, it sure worked out in week three for a win that I had Derrick Henry and Jonathan Taylor, who alone could have probably won me the week just from their play. And in that league, because I chose to do that early, I waited and then fired the shot in round eight and took Jaden Daniels as my starter. And then in round 10, took Kyler Murray as my backup. So that's worked out. But the point is, if you made a heavy investment in the right quarterback this year and you invested in the right running backs, that's what I'm trying to say has worked out through 3 weeks. We got a long way to go here. But there's where the fantasy points are. The running backs and the quarterbacks. There are a lot of other factors here working against wide receiver production. But for, let's just take, and I'm using the foundation draft board, at wide receivers taken early. Tyreek Hill. Obviously, there are issues there in Miami. CeeDee Lamb. There are issues in Dallas. Amon-Ra St. Brown, slow start. But you hear this lot of mouths to feed. The highest ranked Lion performer is David Montgomery. And Gibbs is next. Laporta's production is down. Amon-Ra's is down. Jameson's is up. Dipped in week three. A.J. Brown, hurt. Ja'Marr Chase, really not much the first 2 weeks, big week three game. So Chase should start coming up despite a toxic environment in Cincinnati. Who was next at wide receiver? Marvin Harrison. Looks good, just slow start, right? But you like what you have there. And if you don't, trade him to me. Nacua, hurt. Let's keep going. Drake London, that looks like it might work out, even though he's still, for all but 2 weeks of his NFL career, has not been a top five wide receiver. But the arrow's pointing in the right direction on Drake London. The Falcons, despite one win and one loss the last 2 weeks, they could have lost both games. They could have won both games. The arrow is pointing up on the Kirk Cousins offense. Debo, hurt. Metcalf, been good. Mike Evans, that was a bad week three for Mike. Olave, he came up in week three and went down. That was interesting. Cooper Kupp, hurt. So there are some examples. Devontae Adams was sitting on the bench rather than going into the locker room at halftime of the Raiders-Carolina Panthers game. So we're back on Adams' watch. Is he going to end up traded to the Jets or traded to the Saints? Because that's where Carr is now. While, obviously, the McCaffrey running back investment didn't work out, investments in running backs like Henry, Taylor, Barkley, Pacheco is down for a while, Kyron Williams, Kamara, you know, he's number two. We talked about that. But it's quarterbacks and running backs who are producing the fantasy points through 3 weeks. So if you invested early and smartly, if it wasn't early, like it was with me with Jaden Daniels and Kyler Murray taking them in the 8th and 10th round, you have been rewarded with points. And the results, the fact that there's no pass catcher, I'm just going to do this for tight ends on the way out. I said I'd keep this tight. So no pass catchers at all in the top 19 until you get to Juwan Jennings, right? Who I did plug and play in one league. I could have done it in both. I didn't go all in. I went in on one league saying, and this may be short term. There's even talk Debo could come back week four. So this isn't going to be a long-term thing with Debo. Let's just hope it doesn't linger. But I did plug and play Jennings and it helped me win. And as a result of one game, he's the top pass catcher in fantasy football through 3 weeks. Then Neighbors, big game week three. Then Jefferson, who's been consistent and delivered if you stuck with him. So we ran down the top 25. Wide receivers in the second 25 are Godwin, Rashee Rice, who I agree with Connor Rogers from the Matthew Berry Happy Hour podcast. If we did a redraft right now, Rashee Rice may not get out of the first round because he's running the Travis Kelce package, which creates a lot of questions about what do we expect from Kelce going forward. We'll get to that. Jaden Reed's up there. He'll come back up once Jordan Love gets in. Nico Collins, good first couple of weeks. DK Metcalf, we mentioned him. Marvin Harrison, we mentioned him. Alec Pierce, top receiver in Indy. Not Pittman, not Mitchell. And then Jamar Chase off his Monday game just gets in at number 50. I'm going to the third page for 51 through 75 because I'm kind of looking for something. And I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't see it. I got to go to page 4. So these are players 76. Is this really the case? All right. Hang with me, everybody. Just making a point. I got to go to the fourth page of 25 players per page to find a tight end. I tell you every year, get rid of that mandatory tight end in your leagues. It's going to drive you crazy. And even this year, where you can make a case on a number of tight ends being worthwhile, through 3 weeks, they're not. I keep hearing this Trey McBride stuff. Other than falling on a fumble in the end zone, he doesn't score. You need guys ultimately who are going to score and who are a threat to score. So the top tight end in my scoring settings through 3 weeks is Dallas Goedert. And that was because he had the huge week 3 game. And the Saints didn't adjust because Smith got concussed. A.J. Brown wasn't there. So, yeah, other than Barkley, he was the only other trusted guy for Hurts to throw to. Why the Dennis Allen couldn't adjust to that and see that just shows you why Dennis Allen doesn't have success. So Goddard is the only tight end in the top 100 of fantasy performers through the first 3 weeks. That tells you a lot about that position, doesn't it? And why next year, just eliminate it from being a mandatory starting position. Just will save you a lot of time and trouble. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. Remember, if you're in the greater Tampa Bay area, originalhooters.com is your online destination for all 11 locations and easy online ordering. We'll talk to you next time.